talking, the more uneasy she'd become. Before responding to his very first message, she'd done her homework on Luca to be sure his profile wasn't bullshit. It was true that he was an unmated lion shifter. He was an enforcer within his pride, and his pride was situated in California. Still, she'd been positive that he was hiding something. She'd suspected that he'd been using fake photos on his dating profile. So after 5 months of only texts and phone calls, she'd dug deeper into Luca's background and managed to find some online photos of him. Photos that were dramatically different from his +1.com profile. It wasn't the only thing she'd discovered. Apparently his pride had warred with another a couple of years ago. Luca had been badly hurt, and he'd been in a coma ever since. Oh yeah, a coma. That meant the guy she'd been talking to was not Luca Finch. So who the hell was he? Well, it sure wasn't the guy in the photos on his profile. A reverse image search had revealed that they were pictures of a Swedish model. So many questions circulated around her brain. Why would he do something like that? And why her? Was anything at all that he'd told her true? Madison had debated whether to ferret out his identity so she could track the asshole down and tumble all over his shit. But she'd decided against it. There was no sense in wasting any more energy on someone so pathetic that he hid behind technology and didn't even have the balls to face the people he fucked with. So instead, she'd called him on his bullshit, ignored his, "I lied about my name but gave you the real me and I love you" tripe, and hung up the phone. She'd then blocked his number, deleted her +1.com account, and put a hex on the bastard in her head. That had been a month ago. 2 weeks later, the touch hunger struck. She'd come to Enigma several times since then, hoping to work it off, but her cat was so pissed by the betrayal, she just wanted to sharpen her claws on every guy she met. Madison was equally pissed. It was utterly humiliating to know she'd been nothing more than a bit of entertainment to him. He'd no doubt spent his nights laughing at what an idiot she was. Well, if she ever got a hold of him, he'd spend his nights crying because she'd pounded him in the face with an iron bar. The door to the restroom creaked open and heels clicked on the tiled floor. "She's in here. I can smell her." Madison's head snapped up. "Yo, kitty kitty! We'd like to talk to you." Oh, what the fuck now? She didn't recognize the voice. But it could be a friend of the hyena who'd stormed over and yelled at the guy Madison was dancing with. Quickly realizing they were bed buddies and having no interest in fighting for him, Madison had simply walked away. Maybe that hadn't been enough for the female. "Hiding, are you, kitty cat?" the female snickered. "Come on out and play with us." God, she so didn't have the patience for this shit. Not while touch hunger was riding her so hard. Madison left the stall, only to find three heavily tattooed females in skimpy leather dresses glaring daggers at her. They also made a point of blocking the exit, and one of them locked the door. Madison snorted. And this was supposed to, what, scare her? She took in their sense. Not hyenas. Bears. Huh. "What can I do for you?" she asked flatly, crossing to the sink to wash her hands. The skinny redhead smiled. "Oh, I like that you asked that, because there's a very big something you can do for us, and you are going to do it." Madison slowly raised an imperious brow. "Is that a fact?" "You know, I've never liked cats," said the exit blocker, flicking her bleached blonde hair over her shoulder. Well, Madison had never liked neurotic bitches. And the blonde sure had the look of one. Deep inside her, her cat unsheathed her claws and gurgled a dark sound. The redhead held a hand up to the blonde. "No trash talk, Leanna. It's beneath us." Sighing, Madison dried her hands with rough paper towels. "Girls, I'm really not in the mood for whatever this is." The sows laughed. The third female glanced at the redhead and said, "Kinda cute, isn't she, Charity?" "She is." Charity lifted her chin, eyes narrowing at Madison.